Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy. And welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge our creed with me at this time? As I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually attentive, protected, empowered, and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love, with power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, my soul gives thanks. Embrace that thought. Know that it is true for you. Receive the anointing. And so it is. I thank you for blessing me with your presence today. And I bless you guys. Amen. Well, you know, there's something about really knowing and understanding that creed that makes me giggle. And the reason why is because whatever fretful things that might enter my consciousness or whatever struggles I might think I need to endure, it all just falls away the moment I acknowledge and know that I am made in the image and likeness of my creation. Okay? I am here to continue God's creation. And as a co-creator with God, it is all up to me. I'm choosing how I want to live my life and why I want to live my life, to what I want to put my attention on, and to what degree, and for how long. You know, some people are in your life for a reason, some for a season, and some for a lifetime. Sometimes we don't want to take heed. Sometimes we don't want to let go. And that's why today I wanted to talk about assessments. You need to do periodic assessments of your strengths, your weaknesses, okay? Your friendships, your love relationships, your job, your financial condition, your health, your spiritual connection, whatever motivates you, okay, your soul's urge, your assignment from God. We all have a purpose, and innately, we all know what it is. It's just that it may be covered up by all this other stuff. And the moment you let go of struggle, you relieve yourself of all that pressure. Okay? All that outer stuff, because that's what it is. And you live a life of unlimited joy from the inside out. And I know for some, that may seem difficult to do. People often say, well, that's easier said than done. Well, I think the only thing can make it hard is we ourselves. If you are fully invested in struggle, so shall it be in your life. But the moment you let go of that struggle, recognize who you are, what you are meant to do, be, and have on this planet right now, then all of that stuff diminishes. It has no power over you. Okay? You have free will. And if that means something to you, all you have to do is choose again. Oftentimes, we need to remind ourselves, assess ourselves, determine where you're at. Am I moving forward? Am I making progress? Am I getting closer to my objectives? You know, what came from this experience today? What did I learn? Okay. What do I need to choose in order to go forward? Okay. If you want success, one of the most important things you can do is to make yourself visible. Another important thing you can do while you're doing that is network with other people, okay, like-minded people who are also going in your direction, or people that have already arrived and can be and want to be a mentor to you. Hanging around with those people on the bench or on the corner, it's only going to get you the same thing it got you yesterday and last week and last year. Assessing who you are, what you're doing, what you're accomplishing, no matter what it involves, is where your strength lies. You know? Not too many times we fall into that what-if trap. What if things don't work out? What if I'm wrong? Okay? What if I don't have any help? What if my family doesn't support me? What if my spouse doesn't go along with this? You know, what if I fail? When you fall into that trap, you are bound to just invite all kinds of misery into your life, because what that represents is a lack of confidence and you're not being sure of what you want to do. That's a blurred vision. That's what that is. And that's the other reason why you need to continuously do an assessment and clarify that vision. This is the reason why we write business plans, okay? Or why we have an elevator speech, okay? And for those of you who don't know what an elevator speech is, it's that, I like to say 10 words or less or 12 words or less. It basically say who you are. When somebody walks up to you and it says, on the elevator, okay, while you traveling up or down to get to a particular floor you want to, you know, what would you tell that person in 10 words or less that you are? Your elevator speech should roll off your tongue. You shouldn't have to stop and think about it. Okay? Because you already know who you are. You know what you do, and you know where you're headed. And once you're clear on that, and your vision should stay constantly on your mind, okay, whether we're talking about financial objectives or your relationships or whether we're talking about your health, your fitness, your spirituality, whatever your objectives, your dreams, your goals, your hopes, your desires are, present who you are. And in 10 words or less, I'll give you 12, okay, you should be able to describe that. When you know who you are and you have your elevator speech prepared, you are sure to open doorways that have been previously closed. You are sure to become visible to other people as you have just described. Okay? Your elevator speech should promote you. 90% of the time, what people do is they say, oh, well, I'm nobody. Nah, I'm just surviving. Or I'm just getting by. These are the common answers to that question. You know? So who are you? What do you do? When instead, your assessment, your elevator speech should be clear, precise, impactful, and memorable. Okay? To assess yourself daily. Know where you're going. Know what you've learned, where you have been. What works, what doesn't work. Otherwise, you go back to the classroom again. Somebody said life is either a lesson or a success. It's all about your choices and your assessment of yourself. Go to my website, www.unlimitedjoy.org. Unlimitedjoy.org. Join the program. Make an appointment with me. I do telephone appointments all the time. Let's do an assessment of where you are, where you want to be today, so that you can live a life of unlimited joy. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do. And know that I love you.